Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information. Hi, this is Mike.
And this is Dusty.
And welcome to Trail Mix.
By Gaze at the National Parks.
What are we talking about today, Dusty?
Today, it's our first installment on road trips.
Which road trip are we specifically talking about?
We are specifically talking about a road trip that we took from New Jersey all the way to Florida and then back up the East Coast again.
Yeah, and it's actually one of the first times that we've done
extended travel together,
like a full week.
We had done our walkabouts.
Right.
We had done weekend sort of things, but we had never really done an extended travel situation.
Right. That was like a week. And I think this was the make it or break it. Will we travel well together or not? And clearly it proved that we don't travel well together at all, as per this podcast, which is just sass and backhanded compliments.
Yep. Your sass. Your backhanded sass. Compliments.
Mm-hmm. It's just our pure loathing for one another that brings us together at these microphones.
So where did we get this idea for this trip?
I think we had kind of both wanted to take a longer trip with one another. And we weren't ready to like necessarily, I don't even think the national parks had really entered into our mindscape at all.
No, not yet. No.
And so I think we were both like, well, where can we go over our Easter break? Somewhere that's going to be kind of warm.
Somewhere like, that would be fun.
Somewhere that would be fun. And like maybe see some other things along the way, whether it's going down or, you know, going out or coming back. And I think we both were like, listen, we've both been to Disney World before. It has been a long time since either of us had been there. Also, let's talk about Harry Potter World so we can geek the hell out.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Uh-huh. And I think that's where it kind of originally was just like, hey, let's take this trip. We both don't have plans over the spring break and our spring breaks line up. And I think we were like, a road trip is going to be a blast. Like, we'll make it work.
We will totally make it work. And so since we were going to go all the way to Orlando, we thought we would just make it a whole thing.
Yeah.
So we'd go to Orlando and then also hit some other places along the way back, including places like St. Augustine, Florida, and Savannah, Georgia, mm-hmm. and Charleston, and for the first time, Asheville, North Carolina.
Right.
And then later, Richmond, Virginia.
And there was also a plan to hit Philadelphia, but that just didn't pan itself out.
And that didn't pan itself out?
Because we were tired.
We were tired. That's right. Today's Trail Mix is the first leg of this trip.
Right.
Which was the longest leg.
Yes, it was the longest leg.
Because
we front-loaded.
We front-loaded that trip. Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Because we were like, let's just drive
through the night.
Through the night all the way to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we did.
Right.
This was a while back, so I don't remember what I was doing earlier that day.
Getting
in the Wayback Machine. I'm sure that I was
you
like...
You probably taught a class, and you were like, Mike, I'll be there at 3 o'clock, and you ended up getting here at like 7:30 in the evening.
You always say that?
That's right.
And it wouldn't be funny if it weren't true.
That's right. I'm coming for you. You didn't send for me, but I'm here.
Yes, so I'm sure that I had taught a full day's
right.
worth of teaching artist work, and then I headed down to your house.
Right. This was for those of us that keep Catholic, this was Holy Thursday.
It was Holy Thursday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was Holy Thursday. We communicated. We were like, okay, we're going to leave on Holy Thursday night and then arrive in Orlando on Good Friday.
Right.
And so I arrived at your place.
Yeah, I think it was like, I think we ended up leaving around 6. My dad was, I remember my dad had like stopped over because he was going to like do some stuff around the house.
That's right.
And so we had like a lengthy kind of chat with him. Like I definitely tried to pack the car as much as possible with like everything we could get together before you got here. So my luggage, any sort of snacks that we were bringing, anything that I thought would be pertinent that would kind of keep us occupied on a really long drive.
Exactly.
And I have a Honda Fit. So the nice thing is like...
And I have a Honda
Fit. And then I have a Honda Fit. Oh, that's wonderful. And it fits everything.
And it was brand new at this point. You had just gotten your Honda Fit.
Right. Have you ever played that game where you put anal in front of the sub, like the subtitle for a car?
No.
Like an anal explorer instead of like
an anal fit.
An anal fit. So an anal fit, I think, is my favorite thing.
I think that's great.
This is a great game.
I would have an anal accord.
I feel like I should have saved this for our game time, but like
it's fine.
It's totally fine. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Anal expedition.
Oh my god, that is genius. Mm-hmm. I do love that game.
Oh, it's a good game. Yeah. So
okay,
so I put everything into my anal fit. And you got here and we shoved everything else we could.
Yes, we did into that anal fit. And then we got into the car. Now we made a plan.
Right.
We were like, we're going to be crazy. And instead of making a stop and like
sleeping
like at a hotel or something, mm-hmm. we're just going to take turns driving.
Right.
So this is hilarious. I remember I was doing work on my computer.
You don't say.
On this drive. And so I had to write evaluations for some things. And mm-hmm. so I was in the car and starting at 6 p.m. and we're headed off and we're on the road. And I'm just like, I had been trying to get these evaluations done prior to leaving because I really don't like working when I go on vacation.
Really? Because that just like doesn't show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Things I'm trying to work on. Mm-hmm. Things I'm owning. Like,
secretly, I love to work when I'm on vacation.
No, I don't. I really don't. I really don't want my mind on any of mm-hmm. it. But it was what it was. This trip.
I chide you for
it. I was on like a serious deadline to get mm-hmm. these things in. So I was doing that on the car ride down. And finishing things up, but it was taking forever and forever. And finally I was like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to try and sleep before my shift of driving.
Right. And I think the plan was for me to drive. So I started driving at 6. And I think the plan was for me to drive from like 6 to 2 in the morning, something along those lines, or 6 to 1 in the morning, something
like
that. Yeah.
It was more like 6 to 12. You drove until about midnight.
Okay.
And I think that was just because you were tired. And I was like,
well,
we
both worked a full day.
We had, but I had slept some in the car. I'd slept for about maybe 3.5 hours. And by sleep, it was like my eyes were closed and I wasn't moving. I wasn't sleeping much.
Right.
But
you were resting.
I was resting.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
so
put you on your fainting couch and you just...
And I just let the vapors happen. And I did my chaise lounge.
In your anal fit.
Right, in the anal fit.
Right.
So I finally convinced you to let me take over.
Yeah. And this was sometime... We were at some point in Virginia, I think.
At some point in Virginia.
Because I remember just like driving and being so tired that it was like, I'm pulling off and I'm getting coffee. Okay, I'm going to like roll the windows down. I'm going to slap myself a lot because I was just purely exhausted.
Not smart.
Was not smart. No.
I mean, overall, trying to drive overnight to this probably wasn't smart of us.
Right.
We were...
Hi, Asheville.
We were... right. Yeah, we were naive 24-year-olds.
Yep.
Because that's how old
14,
we were.
14, actually.
We were 16.
We took our parents' car out.
Yes,
and
we did.
They just didn't know. It was a madcap adventure.
Snuck out.
The movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off is actually based on this trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So after we switched, you went to sleep. Like, you went straight to sleep. And I, who never drink coffee, was like, give me a large coffee. So I drank a large coffee and then I was awake. And then I was like, what do I do to stay awake? Because I played some music very softly, mm-hmm. but it had to be like music that, I mean, it was like Joni Mitchell or something like that, that wouldn't really, that would ease your sleep.
Cobblestones. Cobblestones.
30 Rock reference.
Yeah.
I know. We make one every episode. So I remember,
just like Amy
I'm
Adams.
Not going to lie to you. I think this is what it was. I listened to some Joni Mitchell. It made me think of that 30 Rock reference, which made me think of the fact that Tina Fey had just made that movie, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot,
that year. I remember that.
And so I was like, I really want to read the book that that's based on. So while like at a stop to get coffee
or to pee,
I joined Audible. I like bought an Audible account. And with my first credit from Audible, I bought Whiskey Tango Foxtrot on audiobook. And I listened to it on the drive as I was driving. And that was, oh my God, I loved that book. That is what got me through my leg of the drive.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remember like totally passing out. And
the book is called The Taliban Shuffle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. And I remember waking up every now and again and like you had the headphones in. And like
I did.
Some light.
I mean, it was a single headphone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I made sure to have.
Because you're responsible.
Of course.
Yeah. I do remember you like just powering on through despite like lack of sleep too on your end. And I just was like, peace, y'all.
Yes.
Because you were up like at least for like, you know, you were up until like nine or so.
Yeah.
When I was driving down.
And I tried to sleep those 3 hours.
Right.
But. It was what it was.
Right.
So I'm listening to Taliban Shuffle, which is fascinating. Totally one of the most fascinating books I've ever read. And we're driving and we're driving. And this was before trivia books. We didn't
really
have
I thought you had one trivia book with you.
Oh, you know what I had? I had the Trivial Pursuit trivia
book. Which was a good book.
Oh, it was such a good book.
Yeah. We like ripped through that though on that trip.
We did.
This was before like our good trivia books. Not that Trivial Pursuit trivia isn't good.
Oh, yeah.
Because let me tell you, I have looked for some trivia books and they are hard to find other than the ones that we have like definitely used.
We have found the gold mine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they need to come up with the version 3.
The thing is, I think because we have two of them, because they have come up with one and then two. Is we could probably go back to one and do it again and not remember
That's
any
true.
Of the answers.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were asleep. I was listening to the Taliban Shuffle. And then what I would do is take breaks and listen to like the Chicago soundtrack a number of times. And then just.
Which made a callback later in the trip.
Made such a callback later in that trip. That took us all the way to about 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Was that my. Part of the drive was midnight to 6 a.m. Okay, so when you are driving from the northeast to the south, there are basically two roads you can go on. There is I-81, and I-81 runs through Virginia the long way and then goes through Tennessee. And when we go to Asheville now, that is what we take. The other way to do it is to take 95 to 85, and 85 will run through Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and into Florida. But that stretch of highway is the flattest, most boring, same stretch of highway the entire time. I-81 at least is like, you're going through some mountains, you get some scenic views. But 85 is just not picturesque in the way one hopes and dreams. Actually, when you get near Georgia, or when you get into Georgia, it'll start looking a little swampy. But that's really about it.
Yeah.
And then it'll do the same for Florida.
I feel like it was pretty dark for most of that part of the trek, though. You know what I mean?
Like, it was, yeah.
Because what did we, like, eventually, like, by the time, you know, it gets to be, like, around 6, which is, like, the end of your leg of the journey.
Right.
The sun is up. And
the
we had
sun
just,
is up.
Like, just pulled into Florida.
We had just pulled into Florida, and we said, the moment we pull into Florida, we are immediately going to a Waffle House.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, and that Waffle House saved us, girl.
Oh, it did.
Oh, it did. It was a glorious. We got out of the car, and it was warm.
Yeah.
And we went into the Waffle House, and we were like, this is the best food I've ever had in my life. shout out to Waffle House because you can literally get like a giant thing of food for like $6. Right.
Right. And actually the first time I was introduced to Waffle House was in your hometown.
Oh.
Many, many moons ago.
Biloxi?
In Biloxi.
Yes, I am from Biloxi. Mm-hmm. And you had been to Biloxi.
Right.
When I had
Before
not known
we had
this.
Known each other. Yeah. So yeah, I like really, really treasure a good Waffle House experience because we don't have them up in the Northeast.
No,
the
your diners.
Delaware, right?
I think there's a Waffle
Maryland,
House in
Delaware.
Somewhere. Maryland.
Maryland.
Wow.
Maryland, which yeah. is what we
which
call
is
New
where
Jersey.
Meryl Streep lives. In Maryland.
In Maryland.
So, yeah, we go into the Waffle House. It was wonderful. Waffle House, not an official sponsor, neither is Audible. It was, you know, filled with like all of the people you might see at Waffle House at 6 a.m. And it was like, right. that is exactly what I wanted right. to see.
The salt
I
just of the earth.
Wanted to see the salt of the earth mm-hmm. folks in Panhandle, Florida mm-hmm. at the Waffle House. Mm-hmm. And it literally did feel like coming home. I was like, this is what I know. This is what I know well. These kinds of folks.
Right.
And it was good. And then we got back into the car and we headed to Orlando and you were driving now.
Yeah. I drove that last leg, which was essentially another 6 hours.
It really doesn't take 6 hours to get from where we were in Panhandle, Florida to Orlando, but there was traffic.
Construction.
Also, we sat at that Waffle House for like an hour and a half mm-hmm. or something. So we, I mean, it wasn't like...
It took 6 hours. It took at least another 6 hours.
Like, it did I think, take another... Because we got into stops, Orlando yeah. at 1 p.m.
With stops in total, you know, gas, bathroom, and Waffle House, like, you know, we were like, I think a full 18-hour trip.
Like, yeah, from start something to finish, like that. Like I mean, it was hours. A lot. We did hit some...
Some traffic. We had some pretty heavy traffic.
Oh, some very heavy traffic. On what?
Was it 92 or 82?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever it is.
Whatever that road is, we hit that traffic right there.
You looked at me like, I don't know.
And
the road maps
I
of
don't,
Florida.
I don't.
Do I look like Google Maps?
And then we stayed with my uncle.
Right. Your Uncle Donnie.
We arrived at his house at around 1 o'clock mm-hmm. and we just crashed.
Oh, we crashed.
We
so incredibly
crashed
hard.
So hard, and then I woke up and I finished writing those evaluations.
Oh yeah,
and then I emailed them off while you slept.
Yeah,
and then that evening we went and saw our friend John in a play because right. John lives up here in New Jersey with us. He's an actor, and he was working at Orlando Shakespeare, mm-hmm. and he was in a production of The Tempest. Mm-hmm. So we
Which is
went
great. I'd
and
never seen the Tempest
saw
before.
The Tempest at Orlando Shakespeare. Orlando Shakespeare, what an amazing theater company. I totally recommend going mm-hmm. to see all their shows.
Yeah,
they
it
do
was great.
Such great work.
And also like seeing downtown Orlando. I feel like when you're down in Orlando most of the time, you're just like at the theme parks. I've never
right.
seen like suburban Orlando or even just like city Orlando because I feel like the theme parks is what I know. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really nice to see that.
Yeah.
And get to know some of the locals there because we went out to some drinks afterwards,
right.
after the show with John. And that was lovely.
Yeah.
And then the following day, we went to Disney World and then the day after that, Universal. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
So Holy Saturday.
Holy,
that's the thing, right?
Holy Saturday was yeah. spent in Disney World and
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday
the
was
the day our Lord gave back to us.
Yes. He rose.
He rose.
Yeah, he is risen on Easter mm-hmm. Sunday in
Universal Studios
in
Orlando.
Harry Potter World.
That's right.
But now let's take a break and we're gonna come back with some road trip tips. Hey, everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. It's time for some road trip tips. So road trips are not easy.
No.
No, girl, they are not easy. So, Mike, what is a road trip tip you have?
Plan accordingly when it comes to snacking.
Oh, tell us about it. Dive into that.
I will. So I think this is a tip that also we can carry over to airplane travel. I'm going to talk about it in the road trip sense, but plan to make like as much of an impact on your lack of stopping for food as possible, because you're in a car, sometimes you just like need to munch on something, and or sometimes maybe you're like, you know what, we can power through till dinner. So having like a healthy array of snacks is really, really helpful.
Or unhealthy array, depending on what you are
looking. But I feel like we err towards the healthier side of things. When driving from a location in which you live, it's really, really easy to just be like forward planning and be like, hey, I bought all this granola bars. Oh, hey, I bought apples,
I went to Aldi
bananas.
And I bought
all
this stuff.
Crazy trail mix for us.
That was the first time you made that trail mix, right?
That's right. Blister peanuts, banana chips, sunflower seeds, and granola. Like
it was
granola.
So good. Mm-hmm. We ate that.
We did.
Like it was our job.
Tupperwares full of it.
You put it in all the Tupperwares.
All them Tupperwares. But no, I think that is like such an important thing because also, we've learned, I think, too, like a la our Acadia trip, which we haven't talked about yet, like that's been really helpful to have stuff packed so we don't have to like go to the store and buy snacks before we're hiking.
Absolutely.
Like, so I think that's something we've carried over.
It is just true that food is more expensive right off of major highways.
Right. Like, so definitely just like treat yourself to some inexpensive, like delicious or unhealthy food, depending.
Whatever you prefer.
Whatever you prefer.
Whatever.
Chops and chocolates.
Exactly. Exactly. In the sense of food,
right?
I'm going to add my tip.
You're going to? Please add your tip.
I'm going to add my tip now.
Please.
So
put your tip down on the table. I'd love to see it.
So, speaking of food, okay, so that is a great tip for snacks.
Right.
Mine is about when you stop for food. This feels like a no-brainer, but like you gotta travel with someone that the two of you can agree on where to stop so that you can eat at the same place.
Right.
So, for example, I have traveled with this one friend of mine who, she's vegan, and she knows that she's not going to be able to find much in many places that the group might want to stop. So she brings literally a cooler of food with her everywhere she goes. But that's like part of just her practice of eating. But it's just so much easier if you can both agree that Burger King is going to be where you're going to go or that Taco Bell is going to be where you're going to go.
Or like Cracker Barrel.
Oh,
where they sit you in the back because they don't want to look at your gay little faces.
Oh my God. And then they give you the gay waiter.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
It's like, oh, look, sister's working here. Yeah. And sister's going to wait on us today. Yep. Hi, sister. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure to give you the, you know, stars so you can earn the stars for your apron. That's what they do at Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is my road trip tip for today.
Yeah, food.
Food.
This has been Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks. And we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often. And that adventure is always out there.
Follow us on Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. Or you can email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com.
Gaze at the National Parks is hosted and was created by Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan.
The theme song and original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman with Mariella Klinger.
All original artwork featured on Instagram is by Michael Ryan.
This episode was edited by Dustin Ballard.